ancestors have lived in caves in Cheddar Gorge for about 40,000 years. They've been living in this particular cave since about 13,000 years ago. Because caves are underground rivers, they tend to flood and get filled up from time to time. So the cave had to be rediscovered by a famous cave discoverer called Richard Gough, and he started digging in this cave in 1890. Gough actually came here because his uncle, George Cox, a local mill owner, had already very successfully discovered and developed Cox's Cave.
It's the second day of our trip to the Cheddar Gorge, and Paul and I have come to the caves. We've read and seen so much about the wonderful caves, and with us to be our guide is Bob Smart. Hello, Bob.
Hello there. Welcome to Cheddar.
We're standing in front of Gough's Cave.
That's right, yep. Gough's Cave is the larger of our two show caves, one of the most spectacular caves in Britain. It's a very large cave, and Gough's Cave is part of the largest underground river catchment in Britain, so the cave had to be rediscovered by a famous cave discoverer called Richard Gough, and he started digging in this cave in 1890.
So he didn't live in the area and just discover it by chance. He sought it out, did he?
He'd been all over the world, actually. He was a sea captain and a number of other things. People don't come to work in show caves until they've already failed in a number of other professions. cave management ran in the family. Gough then started looking after another old cave, where, in fact, a family was living in the cave, and they were showing it to the customers. Where lots of people used to live in caves in Cheddar, right up until the First World War.
Good gracious.
But then Gough realised the way to fame and fortune in Cheddar is to manage your own cave.
Yes.
He started poking around in a little half-buried cave mouth where we're standing now. He didn't realise that he was about to discover one of the most spectacular show caves in Britain, and he didn't realise it was going to take him and his six sons 8 years of crawling and digging to go through the route we're going to stroll through in the next 15 minutes.
So this was opened up by him to allow people to come in.
Yes, that's right. Our ancestors had lived in what we call the daylight zone, and you'll see that when we get inside. The rest of the cave, the interior, which is about a quarter of a mile long, the route we're going to follow, was completely closed off. So, when Richard Gough finally broke through a particular boulder choke, he became the first human ever to see that the hidden beauties that had been waiting patiently in darkness for 500,000 years.
So, gosh.
Bit of luck, they're still waiting patiently, so we'll go and visit them ourselves.
Right. Right. After you, Bob.
Thank you.
We're going into a cave, so obviously you've had to put on lighting and things like that. How would they have lit it originally?
A cave in its unimproved form, we call a wild cave. They're not really wild, they're quite good-natured, really.
Yes.
But then when we put lights and footpaths and railings in, it becomes a show cave.
Right.
Where we can lay on all sorts of effects. In the old days, you actually lit a cave for customers by setting fire to the cave. What you would do is build a little acetylene gas plant in the cave, and acetylene gas and carbide and limelight are all made from carboniferous limestone. You were gradually burning out the cave. Then eventually you would get a petrol, when petrol generators were invented, you would get one of those and you would have your own electric light. And in fact, Gough's Cave here was the first cave in Britain to be lit by electric light in 1898. In those days, the light bulbs were enormous to cut down the heat dissipation. So every now and then through the cave, there would be a light bulb the size of a football or
Good
something
gosh.
Like that, and giving a very harsh light, and that was that.
It just struck me that if you had, you know, you're in a cave, there's no fresh air coming in, so there must have been a lot of fumes in the early days when people were...
Yes, Cox's Cave, which is a very small cave compared to this one, was lit by gas until 1930.
Oh, wow.
And it must have been lovely when you went in, you know, fairy land, like yellow light, gas popping away, but, you know, very, very cosy.
And quite dangerous, I was
imagining. Oh, well, nobody cared in those days. Because they,
health and safety didn't exist.
Smoked away doggedly the entire time.